This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces continue pounding the port city of Mariupol, showing its downtown as residents hide. Fighting also raged Saturday in the outskirts of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, as Russia kept up its bombardment of resisting cities. Mariupol has endured some of the worst punishment since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. And uneasing and unceasing barrages have thwarted repeated attempts to bring food, water, and medicine into the city and evacuate its trapped civilians. The leaders of France and Germany spoke Saturday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in a failed attempt to broker a ceasefire. Putin laid out terms for ending the war, including Ukraine's demilitarization and its ceding of territory. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is trying to create new pseudo-republics to break his country apart. In his nightly address to the nation, Zelensky called on Ukraine's regions, including which was captured by the Russian forces, not to repeat the experience of Donetsk and Luhansk. Pro-Russian separatists began fighting Ukrainian forces in those eastern regions in 2014. Zelensky says city council members at a southern city of 290,000 rejected plans for a new pseudo-republic. As millions of women and children flee across Ukraine's borders in the face of Russian aggression, there are concerns over how to protect the most vulnerable refugees from being targeted by human traffickers or becoming victims of other forms of exploitation. And countries throughout Europe, including the border nations of Romania, Poland, Hungary, Moldova, and Slovakia, private citizens and volunteers have been selflessly offering help to those lives.